What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I am Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 458. In this episode, I'll discuss whether adult critically ill patients benefit from inline filters. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode458. Several studies in pediatric patients have suggested that reducing particles from IV infusions results in positive patient outcome. Although not all studies have found a benefit, those that have signal a reduction in ICU length of stay, thrombosis, sepsis, and organ failure. Whether this potential benefit applies to adult patients is less well known. A recent retrospective cohort study looking at this issue was published in the journal Critical Care. Over 3,000 critically ill adult patients were propensity score matched and split into a fine filter group using either a 0.2 or 1.2 micron inline filter or a normal filter group using a 5 micron filter. The two groups were compared for the occurrence of severe vasoplegia, organ dysfunction, lung, kidney, and brain, inflammation, in-hospital complications such as MI, stroke, pneumonia, and sepsis, in-hospital mortality, and ICU length of stay and hospital length of stay. The fine filter group had a statistically significant improvement in respiratory dysfunction, pneumonia, interleukin 6 levels, and hospital and ICU length of stay. Only the rates of severe vasoplegia and acute kidney injury were no different between groups. The authors concluded inline filtration with finer 0.2 and 1.2 micron filters may be associated with less organ dysfunction and less inflammation in critically ill adult patients. Both the fine and normal filter sizes remove glass, rubber, and plastic particles from IV infusions. Only the fine filters of 0.2 or 1.2 microns remove particles from drug incompatibilities, air, microorganisms, normal bacteria size is somewhere between 1 and 3 microns, and smaller endotoxins. This additional filtration appeared to have a clinically meaningful benefit in this study. While one single-center retrospective study is not enough to issue sweeping guidelines to use fine filters in all adult critically ill patients, the study was large and well-designed. Based on the IL-6 reduction in the fine filter group, the data suggests that particles in IV solutions increase systemic inflammation response, and filtering those particles can decrease the adverse effect of that inflammation. To get access to my free download area with 20 different resources to help hospital pharmacists in their practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.